This morning, we're going to take a little bit of break from the series of Matthew, and we're going to talk about a very old doctrine, the doctrine of God the Creator, and we're going to apply it to work, that which we do from 9 to 5. That's how we spend our life. So I want to actually give a little bit of a defense of why I think this is a good idea to talk about work, because oftentimes on the weekend, we want to get away from work. We're at church. Darn it, don't make me talk any more about work. But I think there's at least three good reasons why I need to talk about work. And first, we spend about a third of our waking hours at work. We are there. Americans work more hours per capita than anybody else in the developed world. We are there between Chipotle and landscaping and business and politics, as difficult as that is, and have that responsibility. We are there constantly. And so we have to ask ourselves, I mean, is this important? Does God care about work? We would have to say yes, but in what relationship is there between our faith and everything that happens 9 to 5 outside of here, whether we're in the building here at Littleton Christian in this building, you work in the public sector or you work in the private sector? Second, I think there's a second good reason that we need to talk about that, and that there is an enormous divide, and I have a quote up here as well. There's an enormous divide between our public life and our private life. I read this quote in The Economist. I want to share it with you. It said, first, don't discuss your religion in public. And second, if you must discuss religion in public, keep it bland and woolly. I thought that was interesting. The context of that article was this problem we had with Chick-fil-A. One of the leaders was talking about his convictions of marriage in the public sphere. And what they said in this article I thought was very fascinating. Didn't disagree necessarily with his views on marriage, but said, just keep religion private, because religion, after all, is a private thing. There are some things that we can talk about in public, like science and economics and politics, and even if we disagree as to the right conclusion, which is seen in politics, we disagree, but there is a truth and it can be had. But in religion, that is your private sphere. That is something that you do with your home and with your family. You don't bring that into the public sphere. There's this great divide ever since the Enlightenment in the 18th century. This poses a big problem for Christians. Jesus is Lord. Amen? Jesus is Lord. This is the first confession of the early Christians. He's not just Lord over a small part of life, but he is Lord over all of life. And this would have to involve our work, not just what we do on Sunday, but what we do the rest of the week as well. It's incredibly important. But there's a third reason I think that work is important before we get into Genesis 1. And work is an expression. There is an expression of our being. It is an expression of who we are. Let me share a short story with you. Last week, I was at a conference downtown Denver, the Denver Performing Arts Center. It was called a Q Ideas Conference. Great leaders from all around the state and actually the country were gathering to talk about the common good of the city. As I was there, what you're supposed to do during these breaks is you're supposed to network with people. You know, you're supposed to talk and get names and cards. I wasn't doing that. I was entranced by three pieces of art, and I have images of them. There was a guy named Jake Weidman. He is a painter here in Colorado, and this is one of them. Okay, I was looking at this, I was staring at this, and this is a lion, and his mane is on fire. This is, for him, the image of God the Father, who says in Deuteronomy 4, he is a consuming fire. Right next to that, on another easel, was another image. Oh, it doesn't show up very well. That's another lion, and his mane there is barbed wire. This is God the Son who so suffered for us. And then right next to it on another easel, there was God the Holy Spirit, who is a living water. His mane in this is water, and it flows inside of us and out of us. And I was just taking a look at these three paintings here. This guy isn't just working as an artist because he can make money. Each one of those took him a year. There was something that was pouring out of him that was of so deep importance that he needed to express that to other people. I saw the same thing a couple days ago at Front Range Christian School. There was homecoming festivities after we did the variety show. There was a caterer. His name is Robert. He's a German immigrant, great guy, and he served for 200 people, all sorts of good barbecue. And as I saw him working and running around and providing this food for everybody, he was tired, but I saw this satisfaction on his face as well, because everybody was having a great time and they were eating the food that he brought to us. work is not just something that we do. It is an expression of who we are. There's something deeply important about work. And so as we take a look at this thing that is inherently important to human life, I mean, what kind of a theological framework can we put this in? How do we understand human work? I think the best place is not to start in Genesis 3 with the curse of work, or even Genesis 2, yeah, the curse, right? Genesis 2 of Adam and working the garden. That was the first work. But the best place to start, I think, is the doctrine of God the Creator. It's the same place that the Apostles' Creed starts, right? I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. So if you have your Bible, please open up your Bible with me to Genesis 1.